Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So Sunday Satsang, November 13, 2022, Radhakundam. I have an idea. Before each Sunday Satsang, I want to discuss something about tasting Bhakti Ras and Manjri Bhav Sadhana. How to actually taste Bhakti Ras. And there's this whole idea that we're trying to equalize our identity with the identity of an eternal Manjri, like Rati Manjri, Tulsi Manjri especially, or Rupa Manjri, but we generally focus on Tulsi Manjri. But in order to equalize our identity with Tulsi Manjri and our mind and heart with her Bhav, which is one with Radharani's Bhav, we have to know something about Rasa Tattva. Without having knowledge of Rasa Tattva, we won't be able to taste Bhakti Ras. Because we don't know what the elements are that make up the Bhakti Ras, we can't really enter the pastimes properly. So Anantadas Prabhuji has written a whole book called Rasa Darshan, where he explains the principle of equalization. We're equalizing our identity, our eternal identity, as a Sakhi Manjri, revealed to us by Guru Kripa, or by Krishna's arrangement. How to equalize our identity, or how to fully identify. We don't want to say merge, because that sounds like Advaita-vad. But we equalize our identity with the identity of the Manjri. We have to become a Manjri with the Bhav, because we say, Bhav Tadatmya, we have to become one with the Bhav of Tulsi Manjri, who's in Dasi Bhav and Madhuri Rati serving Radharani. So I have a book in front of me, which is a nice book, it's an old book, it's written long ago, but it's written by a gentleman named Professor David Haberman. It's been around a long time. It's called Acting as a Way of Salvation. We're just at Sunday Satsang, November 13, 2022. Before we start the Sunday Satsang question and answer session, every Sunday we're going to discuss Rasa Tattva and how it applies and how it's necessary in order to relish Bhakti Ras and Manjri Bhav Sadhana. So this book by Professor David Haberman is called Acting as a Way of Salvation. Well, this isn't play acting, this isn't just some acting on a drama, this is eternal life. because we say Leela means play, Leela means drama, it's a drama. When I gave my Rasa Leela classes 2012 and so a couple of years, I explained how in a drama there's actors and actresses and there's settings and there's scenes. And there's changing scenes and settings, and there's emotions, and there's meeting or separation, there's anger, there's reunion, and there's celebration, and all these aspects of loving exchanges are fully expressed in Rasa Leela. So to understand all those different things, that's called Rasa Tattva. So this is, it's, Ras is, so this book, I underlined certain points in it, and I'll just give an introduction, some key points which he's a great writer and he understands these things. I met this gentleman once in 1999 or something like that. I was living in Vrindavan Shodastan, which is called Vrindavan Research Institute, which is near ISKCON. And he came to visit me there. Somehow he thought I was a Sanskrit Vaishnava Bandit. I said, I don't know a word of Sanskrit, forgive me. But so we talked, and I said, do you have a guru? And he said, Vrindavan's my guru. He said, I'm worshiping Gauranga Shiva for 30 years. He has a room in Ramchandra and Radharaman Gira, where all the Goswamis live in there. He bought a room in there, some Goswami's house on the roof. So he's an old Brijvasi. Western Brijvasi type person. And he's very rustic and great writer. He wrote a translation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu too. So let me just read, he's a great writer and really phrases things. So we'll read what he says and discuss them. He says, Rupa Goswami specifically and individually has established a means for entering and participating in the ultimate reality. Vaikuntha Bhakti Sadhana involves assuming the role of a character in the ultimate reality. Assuming a role of a character, you know, it's not a character, it's you. Assuming your role as your Siddhadeya, as your eternal identity as Radharani's Mandri, maidservant, Dasi. The goal of Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhana is to shift our identity to that perfected form Siddharu. This is a nice phrase, shift our identity. Because for thousands and millions of lifetimes, our identity has been fixed in this external body and ego. And our sthirati, we have a body and we have an ego, we have a sthirati. What's our sthirati? Calm bhav. Enjoying. Calm means I'm enjoying. Every life, everybody, and is enjoying is sugar, and the dog's enjoying his kachoris at the tea stall. Or he gets biscuits, and he's a bad dog. The good dog gets kachoris. But so, you know, so we have to shift our identity to that perfected form, which is the true and ultimate identity. I like that phrase very much. This is the real me, and my real identity, my real ego is to be a Dasya Rarani. And that, so this is a very interesting point, because we'll discuss it. Role assimilation depends on direct observation of the person enacting the role the person wants to assume. It says a lot in a few words, but he's saying that we want to assimilate, we want to take on the role of a Manjari Maidservant Rarani. We don't know anything about it. We've never had any experience of it. So we have to assimilate the role by direct observation of the person enacting that role which we want to attain. So that means we have to very closely observe Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari. How does she think? How does she feel? What are the emotions she has? How does she reflect Radharani's emotions? How does she encourage them? Identity means internalizing the role, and identity must be generated. We must generate our identity by fixing on the form and activities of Rati Manjari. Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhana, one enters a religious reality by assuming via role-taking identity located in that reality. So basically we have to become Tulsi Manjari. Just like that's why it's called acting as way of salvation. So like actors, if a good actor on stage, he merges identity with the character he's playing. If he's playing Romeo, he has to become like Romeo, and he fully depicts Romeo and Juliet, whatever. So that's the perfection. So we have to become Tulsi Manjari. We have a different name, a different Nitya Seva, or maybe the same Nitya Seva, maybe the same name, even a Rati Manjari or a Tulsi Manjari. But we have to assume that Bhav, that's why it's called Bhatanatmya. Gaudiya Vaishnavas claim that a new identity is the entrance pass to the highest reality of Krishna's play. That's really, really beautiful sentence. Gaudiya Vaishnavas claim, that's us, by the way. We claim that a new identity means I'm so-and-so Manjari. It is the entrance pass, you know, where's your pass, you know, where's your ticket, to the highest reality of Krishna's play. Krishna's play means Astakali Lila. Rupa Goswami and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are concerned with realizing the true identity defined as Siddharup, one's eternal part in the cosmic drama. Cosmic drama is the professor's way of saying Astakali Lila. They say cosmic drama, wow, mystical, far out. But it's really Astakali Lila, which is all, what's that also? Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhana involves dramatic performance. This guy is really great, right? Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhana involves dramatic performance on a stage visualizing meditation. Beautiful sentence. That's what Lila Smaran means. You understand these words? What are you doing, Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhana? It means it involves a dramatic performance. We're performing. We're not just sitting there in the audience. We're brushing our audience hair. We're painting our feet. We're cooking alongside her. She's sometimes grinding spices. We're making flower beds. We're doing all these things. We're active performers. If you want to call it, it's a performance piece. It's my seva. Seva is a performance. The witness, the audience is Guru and Krishna and Paramatma. Everything we're doing is being witnessed and observed by someone. So that means you're performing for someone. Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever. Hopefully your wife. Husband, wife. So Raghunuga Bhakti involves dramatic performance on a stage visualized meditation. He says a lot of things, which I don't pay much attention to. To meditate on Siddhadeya, one will observe significant changes occur in the sadhaka as one identifies with a role and is influenced by its particular way of being. For the true actor means the true sadhaka. A whole new world is opened up by the new role I have. So it's a drama. It's Nityalila drama. And we're taking part of it. So Guru introduces us to our part in the play, to our seva in the Lila. And we'll render that service all different times throughout the Lila, whenever needed. And any other number of sevas also, 150 sevas, or 150,000 sevas, if you want. The whole new world is opened up by our new identity, our new seva. If you're meditating on your identity and your seva, you'll see what I'm talking about. So that's the kind of introduction. Then he speaks of ras, means essence or taste. So he explains how the theory of drama and plays and drama, which became movies and Netflix movies or whatever, you know. But it's people doing things, showing emotions, people exchanging emotions. That's called drama, that's called lila, that's called play, krita. So he says here, drama had the ability to produce a certain experience called ras. So when we're seeing a drama, we're watching a movie, it produces a ras. We see some scene. Jai Vishesh Baba, welcome. Do you want to share it? Kursi Jai?
No.
Okay, we're having Sunday satsang, but I'm introducing a new idea every Sunday satsang. Every Sunday satsang, I'm going to speak about rasatava for 10 minutes. And then, or 15 or 20, or whatever it takes. And then we'll take questions and answers. So we're discussing her own book. So the ability, so drama, by nature, drama, even mundane drama plays, which have become now movies and Netflix movies, have the ability to produce ras. In other words, you're watching a movie, you identify with the character in the movie, and you cry when they cry, you laugh when they laugh. You know, you feel, I got hit in the mouth. You know, you know, your hero gets hit in the mouth, if you're into it, otherwise you're eating popcorn and sleeping, you know. But some people really get into it. You look around the movie, some people are crying and laughing, and you're like, what's happening? Well, nothing's happened to me. I'm just thinking about the break, I had to eat some candy. Yeah, you know, what's with me? That means you're not identifying with the character, the role of the character. That's you. So that's, you don't get experience. In technical terms, the word is vicarious enjoyment. So vicarious, the word vicarious means indirect enjoyment. It has a negative connotation. The guy, you know, a guy lives in an apartment house and it's a hot summer day. He's on the 10th floor. And the right opposite his apartment is very close to apartments in New York, very close. The window's open, there's a picture window, and there's a bed there, and there's a guy with his girlfriend on the bed. And he forgot to close the curtains. So what are you going to do? You're left the guy, whoa, what's going on over there? And you're trying to enjoy that scene, illicit scene. And that's called vicarious enjoyment. It's not you, you're not touching her, you're not feeling, you're just, oh, wow. That's what, you know, pornography is all about and all this other jazz. So, in one sense, our experience of meditating on Leela is a type of vicarious enjoyment. Because we're projecting, we're not in the spiritual world, we're not interested in the Deha, we're visualizing in our mind and projecting ourselves in that Deha, Siddha, into Leela doing Seva. We're trying to experience the feelings of Tulsi Manji, Raji Manji, Radharani, Krishna exchange in Leela. So this emotional experience is known as ras. So now he talks about there's ras has five aspects which we have to understand completely. I think I'll continue this more next time because that's introduction. I'll do a little bit each. Otherwise, you get to go snowed over. Jai Jai Radhe. So that, I'm going to make a silver flower every time. It's going to be called Manjri, Tasting Bhakti Rasa Manjri Bhava Sadhana.